Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go. This is it. This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hot Body Lawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Friday episode. We just had a little bit of technical issue before we began there, didn't we, Sam?
You've got a problem with we need to hire a head of IT, mate, because there's always something getting in the way.
Do you think we do? I don't think we've got that far just yet, but you've got an issue with your little hole in your iPhone.
My socket, my little hole. My little hole's blocked.
I can't get anything into my little hole.
I can't plug anything into the fucking iPhone socket. Luckily for me, I had one of those... ages ago when they first came out, I got one of those wireless ones that you just place on the fucking...
Oh, you put it on a thing.
Oh, mate, it's amazing.
Like a little cooker hob.
Yeah, because when I first got it, I was giving it this to everyone. They're going, what you got that for? I was going, because I'm fucking busy man, aren't I? I ain't got time to be fucking plugging things into other things. I just got to fucking stick it down on something and keep going. It's for the busy professional man. For the
bang,
modern
judge.
Thrusting entrepreneur. Bang, stick it down. I'm not plugging stuff in. Who do you think I am? Your mum? You think I'm some sort of granny? No way, mate.
And now you've had to try and plug something into it today, and you can't get nothing in it.
Yeah, so thank fuck I had one of these wireless chargers lying about, but I mean, it's not the same, mate. The charging is poxy.
I bet it is. I mean, I've suggested to you
yeah,
that it's probably a build-up of fluff. Which gathers from the inside of your pockets and things like that, and it can happen. It's happened to me countless times. And what I use is I just get a pin, and you could just gently scrape away, and the fluff will release itself.
Yeah,
and come out.
Yeah, but mate,
don't scrape too hard because you can damage the connector. But just gently with a pin.
When you suggested this to me off air, you said, and it was the casual way in which you said to me, "Right, get a pin," and I was like, "What?"
A pin?
Get a pin. As if I have a fucking pin to hand. Again, I am not a grandma. Like, oh, where? Just go to your pins.
What? Where's my pin cushion?
Just with simply go to your pin cushion. Choose from your presumably wide selection of pins, one that is the appropriate size, because you must have all different sizes. A fucking pin? I don't own any pins as far as I know.
What have you
I'm going to have to go
any...
out to the fucking pin shop, aren't I? To get the haberdashers.
You go down that hardware shop that's run by that miserable cunt. Oh,
I've seen him this week.
Have you?
That's some of the content I've got on my list. I've been back down the hardware shop.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to say, before we go any further, while we're still on pins, just get a sewing kit or something like that, or a badge. Have you not got any badges anywhere in the house? Do you keep your old badges?
I have many badges. All of the clubs I've been a member of, all of my favourite pop bands.
My Britpop favourite groups.
Yeah.
I use my Supergrass badge.
Oh, the pin is still intact.
It came free with Select magazine in 1996.
Yeah. Ooh, the Mock Turtles. I'll find something. I mean, this sounds sexist, but my missus, my good wife, may well have some pins. I don't know.
I hope she does. A pin or pin equivalent, let's say. Mm. And just scrape away gently.
If not, I have to call up the insurance firm. And fucking make some sort of... Yeah, get a new fucking phone.
Hello, it's Mr. Delaney. Insurance policy XYN423R.
No.
S for Sierra. B for Beta. G for Golf. Yes, that's right. Now, I need to... I've got some fluff in my socket, and so I'll be needing a new phone. I've checked the policy. I am covered for fluff in socket.
No, I don't have a pin, actually. That's why I'm insured.
There's nothing in our agreement that suggests I need to own pins. Don't try and shirk your side of the obligation.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Have to get a loss adjuster in.
So you've been the hardware shop, yeah?
Been at that. Well, sorry.
I just remembered. Before we go any further, MOT chat.
Oh, yeah.
Which happened a couple of times this week. And earlier on in the week, we asked for someone if they had an MOT coming up to get in touch, let us know, and we would go through the MOT process with them.
Oh, yeah.
The first one to get in touch was Kate Dale Jones.
Yeah.
And she says, my car is booked in for its MOT on Friday. I'll let you know how it goes. And she says it's a 2008 plate, so that's 13-year-old, with 165,000 miles on the clock. Anything could happen. Now, I don't know if you... Have you seen the email update from her this morning?
How many miles did she say?
165,000 miles.
That's a high mileage, yeah.
It's a high mileage. Now then, did you see the update email or did you not?
I saw it land, but I haven't examined it sufficiently.
Right, I'll give you multiple choice then of what could have happened, and then we'll see later on what actually did happen with MOT. Choice A, needs a new catalytic converter. Fail. Choice B, needs new brake pads. Fail. Choice C, passed with flying colours. What do you reckon?
No way it's passing with that amount of mileage. What model car is it?
She didn't say. But 2008.
I mean, this is quite xenophobic, I suppose, but I think if it's a German car, you're all right. Even well over 100,000. So I don't know. But let's guess that it's not a German car. I'm going to say most likely brake pads.
New brake pads. Okay, we will find out later in the episode. Oh. Tent the hooks there for you. Bit of suspense. Almost like a real radio show. All right, back to your story about the hardware store, man.
Well, I got a couple of stories this week. We'll get on to my chip failure, how I ruined chip night, in a moment, because there's been a lot of feedback about that online. I can't remember if I've confirmed this to you, but we've got roofers coming to replace the whole fucking roof, mate.
Wow.
Because there's proper fucking holes in the roof and rain coming through, right?
Right, yeah.
Disaster. It's fucking expensive, but...
Yeah.
End of the day, if you don't get your roof right, then you might... Nothing else is worth anything, is it?
Gotta be... Yeah, exactly. True.
It's the most important thing. I mean, Andy, I wouldn't go outdoors without wearing a hat, would I?
Ever.
Ever. No way. And it's the same with a house. A house is outdoors all the time.
I wouldn't go out in the rain without my umbrella.
Yeah, precisely. So I've got to get the fucking... So the scaffolders have been... the scaffolders... I don't know if there's any scaffolders listening. If you are, then I apologise for what I'm about to say about
Please
your...
Please don't enrage the scaffolders as well as the pharmacist, Sam.
Scaffolders are fine, but they're like... They've got their own language, their own way of rolling, and it's sometimes hard for non-scaffolders to understand.
Are you under the assumption that the scaffolders can't mount an online campaign if they need to?
No.
Before you say what you're about to say.
I'm being careful. I've got nothing against scaffolders.
Because that in itself is patronising any further.
I didn't say that. You said it. So stop trying to frip me up, right, with the fucking scaffolders. Oh, I don't want to end up with a fucking scaffold pole up my jacksie, do I? They're much more dangerous than the pharmacists. I upset the pharmacists, but end of the day, you know, yeah, some of them did threaten my life, right?
Yeah.
Which felt was a bit over the top, but everyone's got their own
Especially from people whose mission is to heal.
I know, yeah. You know? So it was strange. Whatever. To me, it felt strange that they threatened to kill me, some of them. And they harangued me. And they also dish out medicine for mental health. They've dished out medicine for mental health to me. So in that sense, they're sort of caring. And I don't know if they have to take the Hippocratic Oath. But
I'll just add, when I had my little bit of problems on the internet last year, I received a Facebook message from someone who told me to watch my fucking back, cunt. And when I explored who he was, he's actually a mental health trainer for the NHS.
Well, there you fucking go, right? In a week like this where there's been a lot of chat about the hypocrisy that surrounds people's attitudes towards mental health, right? Mm. Everyone's keen to give it the old fucking, oh yeah, mental health. And then you know, poor old Meghan Markle fucking opens her trap and says, yeah, I was going to kill myself, actually. Piers Morgan gives it, oh, fuck off. As if. Give us a fucking break. Right? You only seen him 5 minutes before on that silly chat show he does going, and how did that make you feel? Do you want to cry? Maybe you should cry. Maybe you should cry because then I'll get a BAFTA. Right? Anyway.
I'll decide who's ill.
Yeah, exactly. And like, so the pharmacist was the same. It's like, all right, you had the right to have a pop at what I said because it was fucking stupid what I said. But at the same time, you know what? Why it's on my mind is that Piers Morgan's quit, right? And it's a huge news story, right? Mm. But he only got 45,000 complaints for what he said about Meghan Markle. It's fucking child's play, mate. I got 250,000, you cunt.
Exactly, exactly.
And I wasn't even racist.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway. So, no, look, forget about the scaffolders are fine. But what I was just trying to say was, they turn up and they're amazing because, you know, the roofers are different. Like, I've got a really good relationship with these roofers, and it'll no doubt, because they'll be around for a while, it'll produce a great deal of content for the show because I've established a very good relationship with these roofers to the extent that I'm actually looking for. I got a few competitive bids. I chose the one with the lads who I got on the best with. Turns out we had several mutual friends, including Pancho from the Flats.
Oh, fantastic. Does this get you any kind of mate rate reduction?
I think so. I don't know. I hope so. But yeah, turns out Pancho from the Flats, Louis Collins, who I've mentioned before, number of different people that we had in common. So it's like, bang, Brilliant. You're hired. Lads, you're hired. Get up on that roof and start roofing their tits off.
That's a badge of honour for me. That's as good as it needs to be.
So I'm getting on well with them, but then the scaffolders come round and I didn't realise that, of course, they subcontract out to a scaffolding firm, don't they? The scaffolders fucking rock up and they're just fucking mad. You've got to hand it to them because they suddenly screech up. You're just going about your business, having a cup of tea, listening to Radio 4.
Yeah.
Right? Then suddenly, this fucking massive truck rattles out unannounced outside and it's Robert. Oi, oi. Right? And without telling you, they don't knock and say, all right, we've had this and scaffolded up, you cunt. They just go, bang, and they're like a swarm of ants over your house, right? And it's just like, bang, 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 bang. Fucking scaffold, scaffold, scaffold everywhere, right? And you're like inside the house. It was, Len was at school,
That feels like, to me, that feels like a car wash times 1,000.
Yeah, it is like that. It's like, what's going on? My daughter was like, she was doing homeschooling on Monday when it happened. She got a laptop and she literally said to me, what the hell's going on? Who are these men? And I was like,
we're being attacked.
Don't worry, they're scaffolders. And she went, they can't just do this. I said, listen, scaffolders play by their own rules. Which they fucking do. They're just like, bang, fucking scaffold attack. And it's sort of like, listen, mate, it looked like they were basically saying, listen, we got 50 other gaffs to fucking scaffold today, so we can't hang about with niceties. Anyway, the one thing that happened was a scaffolder saw my penis because I went into the toilet and I pulled my trousers down. No, I don't pull my trousers down to my ankles just to do a wee, like that weird kid at primary school, right? I was pulling them down because I was doing a shit, yeah?
Yeah.
And as I turned around, I saw right outside the window, like right close to the window, so his nose was almost touching it, Johnny Scaffolder. So John Scaffolder. And, you know, I was basically flashing him. Obviously, I do have that kind of frosted glass. So he wouldn't have had a clear picture.
He got to see your frosted penis.
He got to see the frosted outline of my penis. But do you know what? I didn't even care. I sort of thought, well, this is how they scaffold. If they just pounce on a house like a lion on a lame wildebeest, right?
Yeah.
And fair enough. I like it because it was just done. You blinked and they were gone. And my whole house is scaffolded to fuck now, right? And although the scaffold poles have impinged upon Raggedy Ann's side of the path, which I haven't had any feedback from yet, but...
As yet.
No. But yeah, I thought, you know, yeah, all right, he's seen my willy, But he must have seen all sorts. You know, as a scaffolder, you must... In fact, if you are a scaffolder, get in touch, tell us, like, the maddest shit you've seen. But I thought, him seeing the frosted outline of a 45-year-old man's penis is the least of it. Do you know what I
mean? Hey, are you saying it's the first time? I bet it isn't. Time he's seen a frosted penis, not the first time you've exposed yourself to a tradesman.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I mean, I must have done it before. And I'm not really bothered. Do you know what I mean? It's like, they don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Penis is a penis, frosted otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. So that was highlight, is showing it's my hoodie as if to it was, a scaffolder.
It's not as if it was frosted as in frosting, as in covered in icing. Do you know what I mean? As part of some kind of unusual sex game.
Oh, I love frosting.
Yeah, you wouldn't put your knob in it though, would you? Or maybe you would. I don't know.
Say that. Let's come back to that subject. But as a result of the damp getting in, and there's been a lot of rain this year, there was like the black sort of mould style stuff started to appear in areas of my bedroom ceiling and my kids' bedroom ceiling, right?
Yeah.
And so now obviously that's being dealt with. But I woke up in the night with a shortness of breath the night before last. And I opened my eyes and I looked and I saw this fucking mould and I suddenly had a proper anxiety attack in the night, right?
Oh, shit.
And started Googling it, and straight away it's like, yeah, you can get a fungal lung and then you die.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking hell.
No pharmacist can help you.
So I didn't sleep. I actually ended up getting up and going downstairs because I became so convinced, right, that I was dying of fungal lung.
Did you leave your good wife to continue sleeping in the room?
Listen, trust me, right?
Okay.
Fungal lung or no fungal lung, the quickest way to die is to wake up my wife when she is sleeping, right? That would be a mug. Like, if I woke her up and said, "Oh, darling, I've just been reading on the internet that the fungus in the side of our fucking might long term give you respiratory issues.
We are both currently at threat of fungal lung. We must retreat to the sofa."
Yeah, it's just not worth it. She'd like, "That's probably your fucking business, mate. I've made my choice, and I want to keep in my bed, not on the sofa." I thought, I have to get downstairs where the plants are. She keeps lots of house plants, which apparently cleanse the air, right?
Oh, they do, yeah, of course, yeah.
So I was like, fucking, I've got to get down near those plants. If not, I'm going to die. So I grabbed a...
Huffing away on the plants, healing them.
I did. I went down on the sofa, and luckily a couple of the plants were right near my head position. And I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, oh. Once you start thinking about your own breathing, mate, it's a fucking minefield because you start noticing it and then you think, that's not normal. Oh, my God, I'm not breathing properly. Anyway, in the morning, I woke up. I was completely asleep. My daughter came down and was like, what the fuck's all this, right? What are you doing on the sofa? Mm. And I was like, it's the mould from the death.
I said, I'm dying.
It affects our breathing, all of us. She was just like, oh. She just rolled her eyes. It was her first day back at school, and she was just like, fuck's sake. Right, and this is all I fucking need. I've got to go back to school after lockdown, and he's fucking gone mad about mould. So I was all like...
I knew it would crack eventually.
I dropped her off at the bus. I walked her to the bus stop, and then I was straight round to the fucking hardware shop, to Grumpy Hardware Limited, and it was shut. So I waited...
Mm-hmm.
It was not open till 10. I was there at 9:15, so I just bought a coffee and just fucking waited. I could have easily gone home, but I was driven so mad by thoughts of fungal lung that I thought, I have to fucking get this stuff. And I went in my mask. He'd literally, as he opened the door, I'm outside. Bang, 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 bang. It's 10 o'clock. It says clearly on your door that you opened at 10. Don't make me report you to change descriptions.
Training standards.
And he's like, you can see, oh, bloody hell, it's him back again. I was like, I got mould, damp mould. And he was, because he's a cunt, he went like this, which is it, damp or mould? And I was like, all right, cunt. Listen, I'm a man on the edge here. Don't start fucking playing silly games with me, because I'm liable to do fucking anything here, mate. I've probably only got a few weeks to live, so I've got nothing to lose. I was like, it's mould caused by damp. And he was like, oh, okay. And he goes, over there. He just points, over there. So I go down and there's a fucking awesome spray.
Yeah.
And it was great. I got a load of cloths. I got this big thing of spray. I got some paint that's special damp-proof paint. And I fucking went back. I got the stepladder out and I was wearing gloves, latex gloves. Yeah?
Yeah.
Disposable latex gloves. Big face mask. Obviously, we've got loads of them.
Yeah.
I read that you should wear old clothes that you don't mind possibly having to throw away. Right?
They burn. So
I put on my painting tracksuit. Right? And I couldn't find any protective goggles, so I put on a really big pair of sunglasses. And my wife was like, what the fuck's this? Because I'm like, I'm moving all the furniture around in my daughter's bedroom. And I'm up on the fucking stepladder with this spray. Spray, spray, spray. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Spray, spray, spray. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Are you telling me you didn't take a selfie of yourself dressed like this?
I don't know. Maybe she tried. But there was no thought. I wasn't, believe this or not, I wasn't even thinking about content at this stage. I was just about this mould has to go. Yeah,
survival.
I was just thinking about pure survival. And I've managed to get rid of most of it, but I need to go back and have a second crack today. So the mould situation has really been a bad point. But at the end of the day, when you've got a problem, you've got to take action. And I'm getting the roof replaced. The scaffolding's up. They start on Monday. And in the meantime, I've been doing mould scrubbing. And over the weekend, I will paint over the patches that I've now dealt with a special protective paint. And then I feel that there's a small chance I may have saved the lives of myself and my family.
Predominantly yourself. Yeah. Good.
But like my wife's all like, oh, God, oh, stop going on about it. I said, listen, right? I said, when I die, right, when I drop dead from fungal lung.
From mould.
Yeah. Right. And they fucking open me up at the autopsy, yeah? I said, and what do you know what they're going to see? It's going to look like, you know when you're walking in the woods and you see a tree that just has a huge fucking fungus growing out the side of it? You know the type I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a multi sort of, it sort of fans out like a gigantic exotic mushroom. I said, that's what's going to be in place of my fucking lungs.
In you. Mould.
Yeah.
Fungus.
My lungs are just going to be one huge fungal growth. And I said, yeah. And you can fucking tell everyone that I've been warning you for months that I had shortness of breath and a fungal lung. And you laughed at me. I said, and then when you see your husband, your dead husband with a fungal lung, fucking chop that up and stick it on your pasta.
Will she be there at the post-mortem?
Probably, yes. Yeah, she'll want to know.
Yeah.
What happened?
They'll have one of those viewing galleries, won't they, like they do in American dramas.
They will for me because I'm quite high profile.
Because you're Britain's top journalist.
Yeah, there'll be journalists, other journalists will be allowed in.
It'll
a
be
lot
the
of
Discovery
mourning
Channel.
Beautiful women. Like, I always think, I'm loath to bring up Michael Hutchence in case you get angry, but like, you've got to hand it to Hutchence's funeral when Kylie and Helena Christensen and all that lot were there.
Yeah.
That's how I imagine my funeral.
Okay. Right. I've got nothing else to add.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Is that the end of the damp story? Is there any more to add?
Yeah. Nah.
Good. Good. We draw a line under that. We've got predictions to do. We didn't do the catch-up on the predictions on Monday's episode because West Ham weren't playing until Monday evening.
Yeah.
And it was a 2-0 win, I think, against Leeds. Marching on towards Europe.
Yeah.
So that means last week's prediction result, results book got 1, you got 3, I got 10, Sam.
Fucking hell.
I predicted Sunderland's result correctly, 2-0 against Rochdale. I got me 6 points. And West Ham, 2-0. I got me 3 points. So it's 89 for you, 77 for me.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
That's a big amount of ground made up there.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm not crowing or anything. I'm just saying that's where we're at. And with that in mind, let's do this weekend's predictions.
Oh, have I got it mentally to get myself over the line here? Or am I going to do a fucking Keegan?
I don't know. Have you? Let's find out over the coming weeks. All right, first of all, Newcastle United versus Aston Villa.
I'm going to say 1-0.
1-0. I'm going to say 1-0 to Aston Villa. Southampton versus Brighton. I'll go first on this. I think this will be 2-0 to Southampton.
I'm going to say 2-1 Brighton.
Wow. Okay. And then to Wembley we go. It's the Papa John's Pizza Trophy Cup final. It's Sunderland versus Tranmere. It's going to be a big day out for all of us Sunderland fans, except we're not going to go. We're going to stay in and watch it.
Are you going to try and recreate a Wembley atmosphere in your rig?
I'm going to drink lots of beer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I mean, yeah.
Put a Sunderland shirt on and get pissed, yeah.
Yeah.
it's your turn to go first.
Are you playing Sunderland versus Papa John? Oh, Tranmere. Andrea, for us at Wembley tonight. We had that was our rightful destiny tonight, torn from us.
Our day in the sunshine, out from under the umbrella of the city's two big clubs. For once.
2-0 Sunderland.
2-0 Sunderland. I reckon 3-1 Sunderland. Manchester United versus West Ham United. I think this is on Sunday. I'll go first on this. I think... Oh, it's going to be a Manchester United win. I think it's going to be 2-1 to Manchester United. Sorry.
I'm going to say 2-1 West Ham.
Yeah, I love it. Love the optimism. And then finally, Derby versus Millwall.
Wayne Rooney!
Against the Millwall. I'll go first if you like. I'll say 1-1.
I'll say 1-0 Derby.
1-0 to Derby. All right. Also, just an update on the MOT, Kate Dale-Jones. It did fail, the MOT, and it was actually the new catalytic converter that was required, not the brake pads. And she's even told us how much it's going to cost.
I'm pretty certain that's a lot more expensive, so I feel for her.
She says £509.15.
Oh, fucking hell. Is there anything?
Sorry.
Is there any type of fucking MOT fail that doesn't cost you at least a couple of hundred quid?
Well, I mean, mine was 2 tyres and that was 90 quid. I'm happy with
that. 2 tyres? You must have got some shit tyres, mate.
I just got some fucking budget tyres. They're all right.
They don't even have tread in them, do they?
Nah, of course they don't. They're immediately MOT failed.
But you are legally, through a loophole, allowed to leave the garage with them.
Something like that. Yeah, I think so. For a year. But
MOT loopholes. Anyone got any good MOT loopholes? We're going to compile them onto a website. I tell you who is quite keen. We haven't heard from him in a while to do an MOT special because he's been listening. Roger Taylor from Queen.
Yeah, well, we'll get some information and we'll get him to...
He got in touch and was like, I heard you've been talking about MOTs. That's my sweet spot. I've got so many MOT nuggets of advice. I've got a ton of stories because I own a lot of cars and they all require MOTs. A lot of them are vintage. And there's so many scams, but I also have some great MOT loopholes I can fill your listeners in on.
There's nothing I hate more than being told by the man that I can't take my car out on the road. And that's why the MOT is my natural enemy.
Mm.
Yeah,
Sam,
we'll get some MOT tips.
The open road is where I feel at my most free and creative. When I write songs for Queen or for my lesser-known solo albums, I always imagine myself driving down a freeway in California. And that's how I like to listen. Imagine when I wrote Radio Gaga, I just imagined myself on Route 66, the most rock and roll of all the roads, driving with the wind blowing in my gorgeous blonde locks.
You'll often find me parked in a lay-by on the A5, humming a melody into my phone that I've just come up with while driving. Just as you're passing by, just wink, tip me the wink, and I'll wink back.
Without the MOT, there is no freedom and there is no rock and roll.
There is
and
no
that's
queen.
Why a lot of people don't realise there'd be no queen without MOT. You need to pass your MOT. Freddie always placed a huge emphasis on it. He said there's a lot of other bands who fail. They collapse because they stop using the open road as their creative inspiration. And why? It's because they're too busy doing drugs or screwing around with groupies that they're not paying attention to the small little things that can blindside you at your regular MOT.
Or even just playing pranks with fireworks. There's no need.
Sometimes it's just what, like, you might just need fluid topped up in your windscreen washers. Yeah, it could be something as simple as that. But if you overlook it, then it's a fail. Yeah, and that's precious road time that you're denied. That could have been a hit that you wrote in that next car journey, but it's denied because you forgot to top up your windscreen washer fluid. And I tell you what, that's particularly pertinent for me because I tend to overuse those washers because it's fun. You know, sometimes actually I like to put, you can actually direct them forward and then you press the button and it sprays water with washer fluid in it at passers-by. It's really funny.
I like to buy the cherry odour flavour because it gives me a lovely blast of smell. Try it.
I overwash. I do. And I know it's silly, but I admit I do overwash my windscreen, but I take a huge amount of pleasure from it. And I always say to my kids, it's fine to do it as long as you're responsible enough to keep plenty of washer fuel in reserve, maybe in the boot of your car or just in the garage. I check my levels weekly, yeah? And I got that from Freddie. And that's just one of the ways in which Freddie still lives on in my memory.
Yeah. Oh, two things he said to me before he died. He said, always make sure you've got windscreen wash in the garage. And also, make sure you've got a couple of cans of de-icer because, Roger, he said, you never know when there's a cold snap coming. You never know.
What you do not want to be doing is in the morning when you're doing the school run, for example, or who knows where you've got to be real early. Maybe we've got to hit the studio to complete a B-side. You do not want to be late. And I see some of my neighbours in the morning. They run in, they boil a kettle, and they come out with their kettle and they're pouring hot water. And I say, this is, you're wasting time. Plus,
madness.
Sometimes that can actually cause a crack in the glass.
It's insanity.
Yeah. So Freddie. He was always thinking. He was an innovator. He was ahead of his time. I'll tell you the chip story.
Yeah, go on.
Because we're running out of time, so I'll keep it brief if I can. But basically, chip night, my house on Thursday night, you should know that if you're a regular listener. I don't always cook the chips. Depends on what's going on. You know, sometimes my good wife does it. This week, I was like, don't worry, I'll do it. But the thing was, right, I went in the freezer and we'd just had a Sainsbury's delivery. Yeah. And so we had a huge sack. I would say probably the largest sack non-trade. I mean, if you go to a cash and carry, you probably can get gigantic sacks of frozen
industrial chips.
Yeah. But this was an industrial. This is the largest consumer size that McCain Southern, no, not Southern fries, just skinny fries or whatever they call them. Right. And I opened the bag and I was like, me and Len was in the kitchen with me. He wanted to oversee what I was doing. So I said, and I got out our biggest like roasting pan and I'm shaking some chips. You know, they do shake, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And out they come and I'm trying to, you know, when you're trying to judge how many things you need and when they're frozen, you know, the size and that will change a bit once they're cooked. So you're trying to visually think, how many chips do I need for the four of us? And in the end,
don't have too few. Too many is fine.
Too many is fine. That's exactly my thinking. So I'm going, what do you reckon then? Bit more, you went a bit more. I went, bit more, you went a bit more. And I'm, well, now there's barely a portion left in the bag. So it doesn't seem worth putting them back in the freezer because that's not even a full portion for one person. And he's gone, chuck them all in. Not that I'm blaming him because I was obviously leaning that way myself. And I think that was my biggest error because it was such a large sack of chips that they went in and it said on the fucking packet something mental like 16 minutes and I thought, well, that's bollocks, I'll put it in for 20.
Always add some more on. In the meantime
I heated the beans, I fried the eggs, right? And then I left it a couple minutes even over 20. It comes out, I thought, brilliant, I've timed this meal to perfection, because a meal like that, it's just about timing, but you feel so like delighted when everything's come together at the right moment. Put it on the fucking table.
I think
table.
That was what Hannibal used to say on the A-Team, wasn't it? I love it when a meal comes together.
Yeah. B.A., are those fries cooked yet? On a packet, it says 16 minutes. But from my experience, that's motherfucking bullshit.
Give them 20.
Minimum. So anyway, basically what happened was they've come out and they weren't just fucking... I thought they do look a bit pale, but they've had five extra minutes than the cooking instructions, so I think they'll be cooked. Were they fuck? They were ice cold, mate. They were ice cold. And at first, my good wife, because she's so good, tried to sort of go, they are a bit undercooked. And I went, ah! You know when you lose your temper with yourself? I went, ah, don't patronise me. They're not a bit undercooked. They're fucking raw. Right. And everyone's like, ah. I was like, everyone, put them back in the pan. And I could tell they didn't want to, right? Because they thought, well, we've got our chips now. And no one, even if the chips are raw, people do not want to give chips up.
People want to give chips away, no. And then when they come back later on, it's not the same, is it?
It's not the same. So even though these chips were, I'm not joking, they were inedible. But there was a sense amongst my family that they wanted to hold on to what they had. And I was like, but you can't eat them. But it's like, yeah, but they're on my plate. They're my chips. I go, look, scrape the chips back into the pan. And I made them all do it.
Do it!
There was a silence. It was like awkward. Everyone, one by one, stepped over the pan. And they're going back in for 10 minutes. Bang! Right? So people are sat there with just egg and beans on their plate. And a huge gap where the chips were. And we're all sitting around the table quietly because it's dead awkward. And then in the end, my daughter goes, well, what are we supposed to do? And I say, I don't care. I'm eating the egg and the beans now, right? I'm not waiting for them to go cold. So I just fucking hoovered up the egg and the beans and then I just had a clean plate. And people were like, yeah, but it's nice, the combination's nice. Oh, well, nice, but we don't live in a perfect world, do we?
Well, for once, for this week only, just think of them as a starter. Next week we'll be back to normal.
That's what I said. I said, listen, the chips are your second course. And anyway... There's still bits of bean juice left on your plate. The chips can mock that.
There's kids in this world who ain't got any chips. Bring them back.
Or bean sauce. Let alone bean juice to fucking dip them in.
Did you fucking work out how come they were still cold then? If you put them in for 20 minutes, was there something wrong with the oven?
They were cold in the middle. Well... Yeah. I don't know. People are giving me a huge amount of feedback because I went on to Twitter because I think it's important when you make mistakes I think it helps other people to realise, hey man, we're all struggling. We're all vulnerable. And in this life, none of us are perfect. Even me, Sam Delaney, Britain's best journalist, can fuck up family chip night. I mean, My wife, she in the end did say that she described my chip night, my performance as gross incompetence.
Gross misconduct, almost.
Yeah.
Written warning
she,
stuff.
Yeah, well, she did regard it as misconduct. But a lot of people got back to me, and the main thing is, there's two things. One is, I've got a mate who used to, but he's an ad man, and he used to do all the ads for McCain for years. And he said, let me tell you, he went, they know that they are under, they're telling you, they're lying to you on the packet. They know that. And he's got insight. He's been there in the dark heart of McCain's HQ, yeah?
Yeah.
And so, but then you think, but why? And I've been thinking about this a lot overnight, and I think it's because people are lazy. There's two things that define the British people. Yeah, yeah. One is they love chips, and the second thing is they're fucking lazy. And
I thought the first one was going to be they're stupid, but okay.
Yeah, well, that too. And then, you know,
that's number three.
So they're not thinking what will be the nicest chip. They're thinking,
what's the quickest?
Yeah, what's the quickest chip I can have? What's your quickest chips, mate?
Where's my chips?
Right, and so McCain know this, and they're doing their market research, and they go, "Oh, so thanks for joining us in this market research group. Please enjoy your free snacks and beer. So first question is, what do you look for in a chip?
It being fast. Ready to eat. Fastness.
It being here, now.
Do you like it to have a crispy outer? Do you like a thin chip or a fat chip?
What are you talking about? I just want a chip. I don't want a chip.
Yes, but is the flavour important? Is the texture important?
Chip! Give me the fucking chip with my gob, you cunt!
Right, so they just go, well, we've done our research, and literally all people give a fuck about is how quick these chips cook, right? So they go, how long does these chips take? They go, it takes half an hour to cook these chips. What is the minimum amount we could put without it poisoning people and then us getting sued? Well, if you cooked them for 16 minutes, they would be sufficiently warmed to not actually carry some sort of dangerous bacteria. All right, put 16 minutes. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is a lot of people said they didn't know that I'd poured a whole almost industrial-sized bag into a roasting tray. But they did say if you've overfilled the tray, the chips don't have enough space. You need almost a single layer of chips.
Yeah.
And this was like quadruple level chips, mate.
Fucking hell. Well, so there it was, you go.
Stupid. I got carried away. Here's a good thing. Never cook or shop hungry.
True. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or angry. I got a load of great feedback. I just want to read one out because it meant a lot to me. A lot of people were supportive. A lot of people weren't. Some people just literally wrote, you're a cunt. Right, and I was like, "That's fair. I have to take it because I want to show people that I'm vulnerable." Well, I'd done something very stupid, hadn't I? So sometimes you just got to take this shit on the chin. But this was really inspirational to me. I got this morning from someone called Toby Mono on Twitter. He starts off by saying, "Why do chip companies feel the need to lie about their cooking times? Is it bravado? Do they think we'll be impressed?" I don't think it's bravado. I think that they just know how disgusting their consumers are. And they just think, it's only a matter of time before some awful company announced the 1 minute chip. Do you know what I mean? I mean, well, we've had microchips, haven't we?
Well, we have, but they're horrible.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
But people don't care enough. Anyway, he's going, "The only mistake you've made is believing the bastards." Mm-hmm. And here's the line that I love. "Hungry minds make poor choices." Mm-hmm. Hey? You live and you learn, mate. So thanks for that, Toby. I like that. You gave me, because this morning when I woke up, I was so ashamed still. My family are all very against me at the moment about it. And I didn't think I was going to have the wherewithal to get out of bed this morning, mate.
Yeah.
And wash my body.
Yeah.
But I have. And now I can fight. I live to fight another day.
Maybe it was the thought of washing your body and then doing this podcast that got you out of bed. I don't know.
Yeah. But, it's been cathartic.
What I would have said would be get an air fryer, because then you get...
Few people have said that,
Yeah, but then again, if you're doing a whole tray worth of chips, if you're doing chips for four, I don't think there's an air fryer big enough to do them all in one portion.
No, so it's the same with the deep fat fryer, Lens deep fat fryer, which a lot of people were saying, why aren't you using that? And the reason we're not is that we're saving our deep fat frying token for the weekend when Len intends to make donuts.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't use it. But the thing is that that's not, you need at least two goes in that. It's not big enough.
Yeah. You could do half in the oven, half in the deep fat fryer, I suppose. But then again, it's the token thing, isn't it? Could you good
I've
wife
still
not
used
have,
up a token.
You know, turned a blind eye?
Oh, no way, mate.
No.
You're underestimating her.
Okay.
There's no, but she doesn't bend the rules.
All right. You said you were going to try and be quick with that story. You weren't. That's okay. you got it out there in the end. And it feels good.
I could have made it longer, mate.
Oh, okay. We'll start doing an extended version for the IFS.
Yeah,
though.
Director's cut.
I think that's it then for this one. We'll be back after the weekend. Hopefully I'll be triumphant after the Papa John's final.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Enjoy it.
Thanks very much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. And
take care of yourselves, please, won't you? You're not alone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.